Put him in and try out Kofi and Bates. And the Bible says, call half a serenus, yeshli ha'odom. All the things that a person lacks, hain bonim, or parnosso, or bridge, whether it's children, or livelihood, or health, ha'kail hum yitzad ha'odom ha'tzmai. It's all because of the person himself. He brings it upon himself, these serenus. Ki oyer Hashem yizborach she'efeye alav tamid. Because the light of Hashem continually comes down upon him. The light meaning, the light of brachos, where all these things are contained. This is continually pouring down upon him. The person through his ma'aseh merah, through his evil deeds, creates a shade for himself. But the light of Hashem cannot reach him. This shade blocks the light. According to his ma'aseh, that's how the satan, the shade, is made. It stops the light of Hashem to reach him. Mainly he has this chisor, this lacking, according to the ma'aseh, through which the satan, the shade, came. Vina yatzeil hu midover gashmi shayimid nega dover uchni. Haim adover shu dapi menu. The shadow is always caused by a dover gashmi, a material item, a physical item that stands in front of a spiritual item. Not necessarily completely spiritual, but something that is thinner, that is more spiritual than the thing that blocks itself. For instance, a geshem eats even material, physical wood or stone. Neged oyleh lavona v'hachama is itself. This is placed in front of the light of the moon or the sun, creates a shadow. And the moon or the sun are more spiritual, or more darkest than the wood or stone. V'chein likui chama lavona ayedei tzeil ha'oretz. And so to the eclipse of the sun or the moon, when the time tells me you cannot see the sun or the moon, it's because they're blocked out through the shadow of the earth that's in front of them. And the earth is more gashmius than the sun or the moon. Achila chamovi atzmo neged ma shalomalo imena. Well, gashmius, he has a sail neged. Even the sun itself also makes a satan, a shadow, blocks out that which is higher than it. That which the sun is considered gashmi is against the thing that's above it. Maybe it makes a shadow against it. Therefore, the person, according to the gashmi, is according to his deeds that are gashmiistic, that's how he makes a shadow of himself, which stops and blocks the light and the shadow of Hashem. The person will make himself completely bottled. Non-existent, as though he wasn't any part of this world at all. As I ain't a yosid sail, then he doesn't make any shadow at all. And the kabel adishim is baruch. Then because he is not gashmius anymore, he doesn't make any shadow. He doesn't block the light. Therefore, he can receive light of Hashem and the shepa. He can adishim is baruch or covet. I mean, light of Hashem is the covet. He call ma'ashem baruch. Kadosh baruch hu lebaruch el lachvedit. Kadosh kosher lachvedit berosir yitzadir lachasisim. I mean, light of Hashem is the covet. Whatever Hashem created, the creation of Hashem is because of covet. And this, shot in the pasuk that the earth is filled with the covet Hashem, meaning that if he is filled in the entire world, meaning that he doesn't take up any place at all in the world itself, as I mean, kabel oyreshim is borach shul hakovet, that he can receive the light of Hashem, which is covet. Like chol haaretz, if he hasn't got any place, special place in the world, but he is like chol haaretz, then kovet he can receive the light of Hashem, which is the covet of Hashem. Zeh mitzvshat kovet chachamim yin cholu. The chachamim inherit this covet. They receive this covet of Hashem. Ki hachachma meyayin timsa, because chachma comes from ayin. And ayin means where they are nothing. They consider themselves as nothing. They take up no place at all in the world. Therefore, since the Acham are ayin, therefore kavet Acham yachal. Therefore, this ayin, the Acham who are nothing, they can receive this kavet. Because they do not make any shadow in mastik to separate them from the light. Because they have no gashmis at all. When Hashem shows smile, that means pleasantness, satisfaction, then there is life and good that comes to the world. And then the opposite, when Hashem turns The world suffers. The tzaddik shows a smile, a face that is smiling, one that is happy. He is pleased, and it's telling you that's good for the world. And the opposite too, when he shows the pon of the cast, has to show him that it's the opposite. Then it's shown to the ein or santi lefnechem hayayim, it's a chayim, it's a tzaddik, it's a mozis yisada. Shem said, I gave lefnechem, I know leponim shelachem, to your face. So the ponim I gave the chedi chayim and tzaddik, and mozis yisada. Which means that he gave to the power of the tzaddik, the ponim and the tzaddik, he gave this power to deal out either chayim and tzaddik through the ponim sechakais, or the opposite, depending upon the face of the tzaddik, that's what the world gets. The face is from the tzaddik, so the world has chayim and tzaddik. Baruch Hashem.